Frank. Hey, what's up, every? That's how we start 2024. Tickle in my throat. I had to cough it out. Yep, that's what we're doing. New year, same dumb fucking shit happening to me. Great. Great. Anyway, it is the first episode of 2024, Feel Good Friday, and it is just me today. I did not get my New Year's Eve extravaganza wish episode. It did not happen. And I had asked everyone Saturday before New Year's Eve. That's the day before New Year's Eve, in case, you know, if you're keeping count. At work, I was like, hey, I'm doing this New Year's Eve extravaganza. I'm going to do a series of micro interviews with all, you know, all my willing coworkers. And we're just going to talk about New Year's resolutions and favorite memories of 2023 and what you want to do in 2024. Not necessarily like resolutions, but like, hey, if you want to travel to Turkey, I don't know why I said Turkey. That was very random, but you know what I mean? Like if you want to travel somewhere like, Greece, that's more of a travel destination than Turkey. But hey, maybe Turkey's cool. I don't know. I haven't done my fucking research. What else is new? Like I said, new year, same dumb shit. So it was going to be that. And I had a lot of people that were down. And then Sunday came and it was very busy, but no one was down on Sunday. Everyone was kind of just in this like hectic bad mood. And it is what it is. So I forgive them. You know, it probably would have been a really cool episode. And might have gotten a lot of views, and it might have been a little groundbreaking even, and could have propelled me to the next level, but it didn't happen, so here I am, ground floor, and I guess this is where I'm going to stay, because got a lot of Sarah Balins in my life, you know what I mean? A lot of Frosted Flakes, not Frosted Tips, Frosted Flakes, much less cool. I'm kidding, I'm not actually mad. I should have been more ambitious about it, more hungry, more driven about it, and should have gotten it done. But I was kind of just letting people, like I read the room, you know what I mean? And it was a busy day and I just didn't think there were time. The managers were on their shit. They were like, you know, stop dilly-dallying. They didn't say dilly-dallying because I don't think people say dilly-dallying anymore. But you get what I'm saying. They were kind of on top of it and I just didn't think it was a good idea. So it was, I guess it was a, it takes two to tango type of situation. It is what it is. 2024 starts with a solo dolo episode of just me. Let me tell you about my New Year's Eve. I did work. Like I said, I worked till about 5 p.m. And then I got home and I played with Finn for a little bit and we hung out. And then I ordered a pizza from Fat Ricky's. Thank the Lord they were open because that's my favorite pizza. I think it's also Finn and Cassie's as well. And so I got extra large one, extra cheese. I think I got family size, actually. Because technically, you know, we're a family. That's how bloodlines work. Because of Finn. We are family. So family size, extra cheese, and then fried zucchini on the side with the creamy garlic sauce. Oh, my God. Your boy's getting hungry just thinking about it. Hungry again. This just happened on Sunday night. And, you know, here it is again, the hunger. Ah, that's why I'm fat. Anyway, so pizza was great, and then we watched something. I forgot what we watched. It wasn't the Great British Baking Show Holiday Edition. I think it was just some Disney movie we had on, because Finn was really into it. And, or was it Mario? It might have been Super Mario Bros. God, I can't remember. But it was a good night. Finn was noshing the pizza. He was going to town. Which is good, because he hadn't been eating a lot the past few days. He wasn't feeling very well, so it was good to get him eating again. And, yeah, sorry, I just cleared my throat. I just did a swallow, so if you heard that kind of gross saliva swallowing noise, I apologize, because that would gross me out. Anyway, so that was nice. Then I went to my friend Aaron and Dave's house. Very nice house in Chicago, technically. It's like kind of like I consider it Oaklawn. It's right by like Brother Rice, St. Xavier, Macaulay, all that shit, because they're all right next to each other. So I just named all three. I didn't have to, but I did. Chicago, Oaklawn, whatever you want to call it. Very nice house and not even finished yet. The basement is unfinished, but I'll tell you what's not unfinished is me. Because I came because I masturbated. Not there. I didn't masturbate there. But, I, you know, since like in general, I've masturbated and came before. Anyway, the basement's unfinished, and when it is finished, it's going to have a weight room, it's going to have a laundry room, it's going to have a bar, it's going to have a sauna, a fucking sauna, and a bathroom, another bathroom down there, so I could take creamy shits down there. Creamy shits. I apologize. I just saw a video, so that's in my mind. Creamy shits. It's a very nice house. Super nice. And they were super hospitable. They had M&M Christmas lights, which was a throwback because I remember those as a kid. And that was like this little sweet spot in the night where I was like, oh, nostalgia. I wore my Muppet Christmas Carol shirt. It looked fucking great. I was killing it. I wore a cardigan over it. I got compliments on the cardigan. Compliments on the cardigan. What else is new? When your boy looks a little classy, when your boy classes it up a little bit, he's going to get some comps, some pliments, you know what I mean? Some compliments. And I did, and I enjoyed that very much. Watched the Packers-Vikings game. The Packers just destroyed the Vikings, so not a good sign if the Packers made the playoffs, but the Bears have a chance to spoil the Packers season and knock them out of the playoffs, and I'm very excited for that because I think the Bears are capable of doing it. The Lions played spoiler to the Packers last season. This year it's the Bears. Maybe next year it'll be the Vikings, and the whole NFC North just hates the fucking Packers, and with good reason. They're a shit franchise. Color scheme, it looks like poo. Anyway, like gross poo because normal poo is... Anyway, speaking of poo, though, at this house, like I said, very nice. I got the full tour. Living room, great. TV, awesome. Entertainment center, very big. Lots of books. I don't know if Aaron and Dave read them, but they're there. Taylor Swift plaque. Obviously, that's an essential. We all know how I feel about Taylor Swift. Moving on. Bathroom. Here's the bathroom. Here's the best thing about this house. At least the best thing that I saw. Maybe when the basement is finished, the sauna will be cool. The bar will be cool. But ladies and gentlemen, they had a bidet. Now, I've heard many a tale about bidets in my days, and I've always been interested. I've always been very intrigued. I've always been very curious, and I finally got to use one. Now, I didn't shit. I did not take a creamy shit, but I couldn't pass up the opportunity to not use it, and the thing was, on the way there, I was like, oh, I have to shit, and then it went away by the time I got there, and then I didn't shit all night, which is crazy, because... Look at me. Like, you look at me and you're like, this guy takes shits. Like, if I'm at work and I come out of the bathroom and someone's standing there, most of the time, super attractive girl, she kind of gives me that look like, uh-oh. Like, I'm following that up? Yikes. But, looks like he's just made of shit. Anyway, I didn't shit, but I wanted to use it, and I captured my reaction on Snapchat, my live, real-time reaction. And I got it out there, and it was great, and it felt refreshing. It felt a little shocking at first. It felt a little like, whoa, it was a jolt, and I couldn't tell whether or not it was actually good, a good jolt, but then I got used to it, and man, I'm missing out. I guess that's new goals, is to get a bidet. It's a little bit of an eyesore, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's this big, like, remote control that's attached to the side of the toilet now, and it just looks kind of like, it looks like an older person type of thing, but the rush was great. It was like cocaine. It was, except in my butt. So, really awesome stuff. Very glad I got to use the bidet. I would rank that experience a 9 out of 10. The water was cold. Water was cold. I could have used some warm water on my butthole area, my butt crack and whatnot, but I got cold water. I got a cold splash right down the crack, and like I said, scary at first, a little like, what the fuck is happening? Oh my God. And then you get used to it very quickly. And I was happy about getting to check using a bidet off my bucket list. Yeah, so I guess I'm a little bit more cultured. Let's just say that. I'm a little bit more cultured. Stayed up till midnight. Stayed up till about 2. Napped for about half an hour. And then drove home because Cassie had work the next day. So I had to watch the child, the demon seed that is Finn. This kid, he's great. He's not a demon seed. He's an angel seed or something. I don't know. He's great. I love him so much. Probably more than I love anything else ever. So there's that. But he can't act like a little demon sometimes. I'm just saying, he has demon tendencies. Sometimes. So not all the time. But hey, I guess we all do, right? What is it? Demon mode? No, that's demon mode is a thing that I do not want to associate with my son. So, but you know what I'm saying. He can be a little shit. He can be a little creamy shit. But I guess we all can. And I love him. I love him so much. I especially love it when he is sleeping. It's great. It's great. He looks so precious. And his little, you know, he covers himself in his little blanket. And he's all like bundled up. And his little lips are kind of pushing out. And it's adorable. Then he wakes up and he's immediately crying. And I'm like, what can be happening? But then I'm like, you know what? When I wake up immediately, that's probably my first reaction is like, oh, fuck, this again? So I get it. I get it, Finn. Love you, buddy. Yeah, slept in the guest room with the bunny. I didn't sleep with the bunny. Can we clarify that? Can we fix that in post? I did not sleep with the bunny. There was a bunny in the room as well, and the bunny was nocturnal. The bunny was not sleeping, so that was fun. That definitely helped me get some fucking shut-eye, but it's okay. I like animals, so it was a very comfy guest room. It was a very comfy couch, and there was a Christmas tree in there, so that made me feel all homey and warm and fuzzy, and talked to David before I left. David and his boys were still up, and David kind of got me outside and was like, you good to drive? I'm like, I'm good to drive. Got to get home to my son. He goes, let me know when you get home. Very responsible host. Him and Aaron, very great hosts. There was White Castle sliders there. There was charcuterie boards, of course, because it's 2023. Well, it was 2023 when I saw the charcuterie boards. And then I saw him in 2024 as well, because I saw him after midnight. So that trend isn't going anywhere, apparently. Apparently. And it was a good night. It was a very solid night. Card games. Power hours, video games. Erin has this video game that she apparently loves to play because the last time I saw her at Northern, we ended up playing it too. And I apologize. I didn't think that was going to come out. I'm going to be totally honest. I thought I was good for at least the intro, but new year, same dumb shit. I apologize. But do I? Anyway, yeah, that'll be the intro. That's a good intro. Wrapping up my New Year's, my bidet New Year's. And when we get back, we got more stuff to talk about. It's 2024. What are we going to do? We'll talk. All right, everybody, and we are back. First episode of 2024. Kind of cool. Not really, but kind of cool. So there's that. Suck on that one. Let's talk about some things. Let's talk about, first off, fantasy football. It's all over. Both leagues. Done. I'm very happy I get to watch this last week of football with nothing on the line. I'm not betting. I'm not gambling. It's essentially the same thing. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just watching football. That's all I'm doing, and I'm fucking enjoying it. And I get to watch playoff football. Nothing on the line, because I'm not going to bet. I'm not going to gamble. And it's going to be fun. Unless if the Packers make it, in which case I will be rooting for any team that plays them. I swear to God, if they make a fucking Super Bowl run, I'll do something. I'll do something drastic. Not violent by any means. Don't worry. I'm fine. But drastic, for sure. I'm going back on cocaine if they make a playoff run. Like, if they make a Super Bowl run, I'm back on drugs. I'm kidding. I was never on drugs. Anyway, we're moving on. Get to watch football without anything on the line. Very happy about that. Very relieved. It should be just fun. Just watching football. It's fun, you know? But fantasy football ended. Now, my ESPN league with my boys that I've known since grade school, high school, and college, I ended third. It was an exciting last game too. Now, me and Donnie were battling for third and fourth place. So the four playoff teams were me. I was the one seed. What else is new? I'm fucking awesome at what I do. And then there was Donnie, my boy Donnie, who's been on here and will be on here again, probably pretty soon. Him and Griffin should both be on. Sean Conlin, a.k.a. Dogger, the Dogger. Great guy. Hasn't been on, but fucking he should be because he lives really close to me. So he should definitely be on sometime soon. And then Kevin Cosman. First round, I went against Kevin Cosman. I told you what happened in the last episode. I lost by like 8 points. If I would have played Saquon, I would have won by about 2 points. I still regret it. Anyway, Sean Conlin beat Donnie. So the championship, the Super Fantasy Bowl, was Kevin Cosman versus Sean Conlin. And Kevin Cosman won. So I lost to the champion, which is nice. It's a good feeling knowing that I lost to the guy who won it all. Also, kind of hurts because it's like, hey, that could have been me. Not to pull a Pearl here, but it should have been me. But it is what it is. And then I played Donnie for third, and actually I won by 2 points. I didn't think I was going to win. Saquon had a shitty week. Laporta did all right. Laporta actually came through towards the end. But yeah, Saquon had a shitty week, and Chase McLaughlin had his like worst week of the season. And Dak did okay. Olave had a shitty week, and I had DJ Moore on my fucking bench, and DJ Moore put up 30, and I had him on my bench. Kyler Murray, Jordan Love both scored more than Dak, and I had them both on my bench. I don't know why I picked him up. Well, I picked up Jordan Love because I'm keeping him, but I don't know why I picked up Kyler Murray if I wasn't going to fucking play him. So very upset at myself for that. However, I guess it worked out because I won. Pacheco put up 29 for me. It's a love-hate relationship with Pacheco. He got injured a bunch, so, you know, I lost some games for that. He might have won me last week if he didn't get a concussion against the Raiders, but he got a concussion, so I lost. But then I think he kind of helped win me third place. But, you know, also Donnie had people on his side. Like, he played Brock Purdy over Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson had the best game of his season, probably locked up his MVP. He threw like 5 touchdowns and whatever, no interceptions, and put up like 48. Brock Purdy only put up like 27. He played San Francisco's defense over Buffalo's defense. Buffalo's defense put up 21. San Francisco's put up 10. So lots of things could have been interchanged that would have affected it, but we played who we played, and I was up by about like 40. Going into Sunday Night Football. And I was like, I think I got this. I think I do, because I'm up by 40. He has Justin Jefferson and Jaden Reed. I was worried about Jefferson. Apparently, I should have been worried about Jaden Reed, because Jaden Reed goes fucking off in the first half. Jaden Reed puts up 26 points in the first half. Justin Jefferson has a very quiet first half. He puts up 4. So all of a sudden, I'm only up by 10. I'm up by 10 now. And there's a whole second half of football to play, and Jaden Reed looks unstoppable, and I'm sure Justin Jefferson will heat up. So I'm nervous. I look over at this guy I met, Bruce, who's really into sports, and I was like, hey, dude, like, I might lose here. I gotta hope that Jaden Reed and Justin Jefferson both get diarrhea at halftime. Otherwise, I think I'm going to lose. And gets back to the third quarter, and what do I see? Jaden Reed on the sideline, kind of holding his stomach, and I like flip. I'm like, I go to the dude. I'm like tapping his arm. I'm like, I think Jaden Reed got diarrhea. Turns out it wasn't diarrhea. He had a chest injury, but same thing, right? Like, my chest hurts when I explode in my toilet. my dignity takes a hit too. So Jaden Reed's out for the second half. I'm like, oh shit. All right. Justin Jefferson cannot score 10 points. And I didn't think he was going to with the QB that they had in, but then they take out Hall and they put in Nick Mullins, who's a bit of a gunslinger. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here it comes. There's also no J.R. Alexander because he's an idiot, but that's beside the point. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right, well, here it comes. All of a sudden, Justin Jefferson starts catching balls. Catches like 2 in a row. I'm like, oh, fuck. Catches one more. I'm up by 2. And there's still like 6 minutes to play. I'm like, oh my God. But they're also down by about 23. So I'm like, is this going to affect me? They decide to play him for whatever reason. Doesn't work out for Justin Jefferson. Squeaked by, people. I squeaked by the skin of my teeth. Not to quote Megadeth, but fuck yeah, Dave Mustaine, dude. Squeaked by one by 2 points. Felt bad. If I was in Donnie's position, I'd be really fucking pissed. But I held on. I get my money back, and that's the old picture wrap on the ESPN League season. My Yahoo season, I came in fifth out of 12, which is nice. You know, so slightly above average, which is the way I describe my wiener. I'm just kidding. It's below average. It's way below average. But yeah, I playoffs lost by 1 point to Craig. Craig is the commissioner of the league. I think he rigged it, but it's okay. It's fine. I'm not going to slander his name, although he did. I think he rigged it. So, but I'm not going to slander his name, but he did. I think I'm pretty sure that he rigged it so that he won. But he didn't win at all. He came in third place because he didn't want to make it obvious, but he still wanted to get some money. So, but I'm not going to slander his name, but I'm pretty sure he rigged it. Cheating, lying scum. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But also, like, it's possible. yeah. Who ended up winning that? My buddy Tony from work ended up winning that league, which I'm happy about. Tony's a really good guy. And he just came to the league first year, and he got Christian McCaffrey. And bada bing, bada boom, man. That white boy can run. Let me tell you that. Christian McCaffrey was the fucking reason I lost last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever to Kevin, because I needed Christian McCaffrey to not get 17 points, and he got like 25 or some shit. So Christian McCaffrey's awesome, but also fuck you because you lost me a shot at the championship. So that is fantasy football wrapped up for the 2023 season. Will I be back in 2024? Who knows? Who knows? Fantasy football is such a love-hate fucking relationship. The highs are high and the lows are low, baby. I guess that's life. But this also costs money. So there's that as well. In the league, both leagues, they keep wanting to up the price. I'm like, what are we doing? Can't we just have some fucking fun? Fantasy football is fun for... I used to have fun playing fantasy football for bragging rights. I won 2 championships before we started paying. And maybe that says something that, like, you know, people started to care more when we started paying. And then I didn't win. I won 1 championship while we were paying, which is cool. But I won 2 when we weren't paying. So apparently I was the only one that cared when we weren't paying. Is that sad? I don't know. So I'm debating coming back. It's stressful. I don't need any extra stress. Life is very stressful already. I don't think I need to be like, fucking Olave's out for the season. You bum. And then I'm mad at someone for getting hurt. Like, I feel bad about that. Also, I don't, but I do. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you cost me money. But also, it's like, I hope you're okay. Hope you can get, like, Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb was my first pick in ESPN. And then he gets hurt in, like, the first week. His knee fucking explodes. So, see, it's frustrating like that. But I persevered, obviously. Persevered and got myself to third place. So, suck failure, freaks. Yeah, that's what that is. Anyway, we'll see. I'm doing fantasy basketball right now. Nikki Bednarz from work wanted me in his league. And he's like a little bro to me, so I teasingly said no at first, and then I was like, yeah, I'll do it. But it was like a very, like, why would I join your league? You know, you're below me. And, but then I was like, all right, I'll do it. Because I'm a slut for sports. I'm a slut for sports, baby. Give me the sports, and I'm going to lap that shit up like a fucking pit bull. What a gross sound. I apologize for that. I just disgusted myself, so. Which happens often. Usually when I look in the mirror. But let's stay on the topic of sports. I'm not going to talk about any professional football. I did that last week, and we're going to wait on that. We might do a special with Donnie and Griffin that we talk about the playoffs, and we talk about some basketball too, because those are my basketball bros. Let's talk about college football, because the bowl games happened. The playoff games happened. There were some really fun bowl games, and there were some very ugly bowl games. And, you know what, we're going to go through some of them right now. There was, let's see, hold on, Got to get to it. I should have this ready, but I didn't because, you know, new year, same dumb shit. All right. The Gator Bowl was Clemson against Kentucky. Clemson, 38-35. They got the lead. I apologize to my manager, Clayton, because he's a big Kentucky fan. And I think Kentucky had that game and they kind of blew it. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, NC State versus Kansas State. Kansas State pulls it out. The Alamo Bowl. Why is that hard to say? The Alamo Bowl. I remember that bowl game. Did you see that joke right there? The Alamo Bowl. I said I remember it because remember the Alamo? Fuck you. It's a good joke. Arizona against Oklahoma. Arizona was ranked 14th. Oklahoma was ranked 12th, 38-24. There was the Pinstripe Bowl, which was Rutgers, Miami, Florida, not Miami, Ohio. Rutgers pulled that out. The Sun Bowl with number 15 Notre Dame and number 21 Oregon State. Notre Dame destroyed them 40-8. That was one of the, you know, it's like, oh, this is hard to watch. Cotton Bowl Classic. Might have to come up with a new name for that. Cotton Bowl. Like, I feel like there's like a hint of like slavery. Am I the only one that thinks that? Probably, but that's where my mind goes. I'm like, uh-oh, this is controversial, but maybe to some people it's not. Missouri held Ohio State to 3 points. Beat them 14-3. So take that, Ohio State. Not only do you lose to Michigan yet again, but you lose in your Cotton Bowl Classic against Missouri 14-3. You couldn't even score more than 3 points. You couldn't get more than a field goal. It's a good year to hate Ohio State. The Peach Bowl, Mississippi, Ole Miss against Penn State. Ole Miss pulls it out 38-25. The Music City Bowl, Maryland against Auburn. Maryland wins 31-13. The Orange Bowl, which was the bowl that the Northern Illinois Huskies were in years ago. Played against Florida State. Kind of got destroyed, whatever. I don't want to talk about it, but it did happen. The Orange Bowl was Georgia and Florida State yet again. You know who got destroyed this time? Florida State. Sweet, sweet revenge as a Northern Illinois Husky fan. However, I was rooting for Florida State this year. However, also they had like 70 players or some shit drop out before the bowl. Because they entered the transfer portal and they sat out the game. And so it's basically Georgia against, you know, St. Lawrence High School football team. And so Georgia won 63-3. It was a total massacre. It was hard to watch. It was disgusting. But I liked the FSU coach's speech after the game. I think his name was like Mike Norville, something like that. It was a very good speech. Saying how he appreciated the guys who played and he's grateful for it. It's emotional. It's good. It's like a movie speech. I loved it. However, they did get blown out 63-3. That's a hard one to watch. Tough pill to swallow as an FSU fan. Imagine going to that game, paying for a ticket, and just your team embarrasses themselves and probably you in the process. Let's talk about the Arizona Bowl, Wyoming and Toledo. Wyoming pulls out a close one, 16-15. You know what? I'm officially a Wyoming fan, by the way. South Carolina and Wyoming are my two teams from here on out. I am declaring, because Northern Illinois, let's face it, like they might win another MAC championship, but they're not going beyond that. Maybe they're good. Obviously, like I said, they just went to the Orange Bowl. I guess it's possible, but I mean, is it possible? You know what I mean? Like, is it really possible? They did beat Arkansas State in the Camellia Bowl, 21-19. So good on the Huskies representing in the bowl game, but South Carolina, so it goes Northern Illinois, obviously, is number one. Go Huskies. Huskies, you fucking Huskies. Or huckin' Fuskies, whatever the chant is. Still got that tickle in my throat. And then, so it's Northern Illinois Huskies, South Carolina Gamecocks, and the Wyoming fucking Cowboys, I think. I should probably know their team mascot before I start rooting for them. Anyway, the Relia Quest Bowl was LSU-Wisconsin. LSU pulled it out 35-31. Close one. Wisconsin looked like they had it in the bag, and LSU did not back down. The Tigers, huh? Go Tigers. I burped again. I apologize. I did not think this was going to happen twice, and now it has happened twice. I guess anything really is possible. The Fiesta Bowl, Oregon versus Liberty. Oregon beat the fuck out of them, 45-6. Yikes. And then the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. Cheez-It Citrus, I didn't know that was a combination. I didn't know that was a flavor of Cheez-It. I don't know if it is, actually. I didn't do the research, or maybe they just threw in the word citrus because, I don't know. That was Iowa-Tennessee, and Tennessee destroyed Iowa 35-0. Anyway, let's get on to the good ones, the ones that people truly, truly care about. The Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. The playoffs. The college playoffs. Rose Bowl was Alabama-Michigan. Sugar Bowl was Texas-Washington. Rose Bowl. Number 5, Alabama. It's number 1, Michigan. Probably the most talked about game all season. Before the game. Possibly after. Michigan beats Alabama in overtime, 27-20. Exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. As a football fan in general, you love that. As someone who roots against Alabama, you love that. Alabama is one of my most hated teams. It's Ohio State, it's Alabama, it's Notre Dame. And then Georgia almost worked their way up, but then they got kicked out this year. So I'm like, whatever. Maybe dogs will be back in my neutral list. So love to see Michigan beat Bama, especially in overtime. Break their hearts. Jalen Milroe, he was talking so much shit recently because he was playing well. So he's kind of backing it up. But also, like, earlier in the season, you weren't backing it up. And then in the Rose Bowl, you did not back it up. Jalen Milroe had the most mediocre game. He did not play well. He went 16 for 23 with 116 yards. He had no touchdowns. He had no interceptions. But still, like no touchdowns. And then he had 21 rushes for 63 yards. So that's 3 yards a carry, if my math is correct, which I think it is. My math is correct and my dick is erect. It's soft right now. I'm kidding. But Jalen Milroe, yeah, did not do that great. So maybe the Heisman didn't belong to you, you know? Maybe it didn't. So really happy about that. Anyway, Sugar Bowl. Number 3, Texas against number 2, Washington. Number 2, Washington wins the game 37-31, and Michael Penix Jr. looked great. He looked like the opposite of Jalen Milroe. Went 29 for 38, solid, you know, completion ratio, whatever the word is. I don't know. I'm not an analyst, so at least not a professional one. 430 yards, 2 tutties, no picks. Then he had, I keep coughing. That tickle, not going away. I apologize. And then he had 3 rushes for 31 yards. So that's 10.3 yards carry. Unlike Jalen Milroe, who was averaging 3 yards a carry, 21 for 63. So Penix dominated the game. Some people are, you know, the analysts are being the analysts, and they're like, was that the greatest football game ever played by a college quarterback or some shit like that? And it's like, all right, let's calm down a little bit. But it was very good, and very good to see right before draft season. I'm sure that helped his stock. But his injury history and his age does not help his stock. So, like, Penix Jr. is older than C.J. Stroud, and C.J. Stroud is already in the NFL, and he's fucking killing it. The Texans have a shot to make the playoffs. On the other side of the ball, the Texas Longhorns, Hook'em Horns, Quinn Ewers, the quarterback, that name throws me off. Quinn Ewers, it's hard to say. Went 24 for 43, 318 yards and a tutty. No picks, which is fine. Had 8 rushes for 54 yards, but, you know, just couldn't get the job done. Actually, part of me was like, throw in Archie Manning. Let's make this game fucking memorable as shit and throw in Archie Manning and see if he can get the job done. Because Quinn Ewers was fine, but he wasn't playing well enough. Not nearly well enough to win the game. 31-37. That score makes it seem a lot closer than it actually was if you had watched the game. Washington looks like they could have won by like 21. But regardless, 31-37, we have our national championship set. It is Washington against Michigan. I think Washington's plus 4.5. So it seems pretty high. I think it's closer than that. I think it could be a pick'em game, honestly. It's Michigan-Washington, but who am I? You know, I'm just a guy in my kitchen walking around shirtless with my big fat belly hanging over my pants. My dick looks good in these pants, though, so I got that going for me. I'll take it. I'll take it. And you'll take it later if you want, only if you want to. You probably don't. It's fine. I'm going to move on. Anyway, so that's what happened in the bowl season for college football. Just kind of ran through it right there. And just giving you the update. In case you wanted the update, I just gave you the update. And we're going to take another break, and then we'll be back. Oh, yeah. I got some stuff to talk about. Kinda. It's not like pressing. But I got some stuff to talk about. So we're going to talk about it when we come back from the 3 second break. Yeah, 3 second break starts right now. Ha, I got you. Psych. Didn't start then because it's, well, it's going to start now. All right, everybody. Welcome back to episode 24 of Feel Good Friday, FGF. Episode 24, first episode of 2024. 24 hit TV show with Kiefer Sutherland. White Castle opened 24 hours, and thank God for that. White Castle is the one that we forget about. And I'll tell you what, I forgot about it when I was down in Texas. And then when I remembered, because at first I didn't know that White Castle wasn't in Texas. So I get down there, and I'm just living my life. And my first trip back, I noticed the White Castle right by Midway Airport, right on Cicero. Right as I'm driving out of there, and I'm like, oh shit, there's no White Castles by me in San Antonio. So, on the way back to Texas, on the way back to the airport even, stop at the White Castle, get a bunch of sliders, get some chicken rings, get some french fries, get some onion rings. I load up. I'm feeling good. It's a good last Chicago meal before I head back to the land down south, beautiful San Antonio, Texas. And then I get back and I remember to Google it, and there's no White Castles in the vicinity, in my preferred radius. I got to go a long way. I forgot the exact traveling distance, but it was a lot longer than I was willing to go. So I settled for Whataburger, and I do miss Whataburger. Whataburger was great. I had that a lot when I was down there. Yeah, so it's kind of like an exchange. I'll take Whataburger. I'll take Whataburger. I'll take the Riverwalk. And I will take Port Aransas being only 2 hours away. And I got an In-N-Out down there too. There's an In-N-Out in San Antonio. Again, it wasn't super close, but it was close enough. Also, there was Twin Peaks right down the street. And there was a bar called 54th Street. That was like my little, that was my go-to. That was the closest thing to me. I could walk there. So I took all those and I gave away really good pizza, Palermo's, Home Run Inn, Giordano's, you name it, Lou Belnati's, the list goes on and on. Fat Ricky's, there's no Fat Ricky's. There was probably a fat guy named Ricky down in Texas, but there wasn't a Fat Ricky's Pizzeria. So you get away from good pizza, you get away from Portillo's, you give away White Castle, you give away Culver's. So I don't know if the payoff was there necessarily. And like I've said before, like I'll say again, I enjoyed my time down in Texas. It was a beautiful time. But man, that food trade-off, it's not quite there. Although Twin Peaks was great. I used to talk to the bartenders about my problems and trying to like take them seriously. They're just literally in lingerie. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? Anyway, so there it is. White Castle open 24 hours. And I'm blessed to be back around that in the Chicagoland area. Anyway, let's get into it. First episode of 2024. What are we going to talk about? We've already talked about football. Right? We've already done that. We already talked about how my New Year's Eve went. And water shooting straight up my butt. We already talked about that. We got that out of the way. Well, we might as well talk about my New Year's resolutions. So let's fucking do it. Let's talk about New Year's resolutions for Joe Kruger in 2024. Now, I'm going to let you know. I've thought about this a little bit, but not a lot of it. You know what I mean? A little bit, but not a lot of it. So this is kind of off the cuff. Could get deep at any moment. Could get real. Might be funny. Might be real. We'll see. First New Year's resolution. The cliche one. The unoriginal one. The one that everyone does. I want to lose weight. Now, this one's a little bit confusing for me, if I'm being totally honest, because I like eating junk food. I hate that they call it junk food. I feel like that's mean to that food. I feel like those animals are dying just to be called junk food. It's like, no, those animals gave their lives to be enjoyed. They're delicious food. They may not be the most healthy, but they're not junk. Or some would say one man's junk, another man's treasure. And whenever I see a burger, big juicy burger from Wendy's, little double stack, $5 biggie bag, well, that to me is a little treasure. And I enjoy it. However, if I have too much of that, I'm going to blow up again. I got the biggest I've been in a while in 2023. Now, I've been losing a little bit here and there. People have actually said, hey, are you losing weight? Everyone from Cassie to people at work, family members. So I've been doing all right, but I want to take it to the next level. Like the guy from Pineapple Express. Sorry. Okay, that's a deep reference, so take that shit to the next level, yeah? Whatever. I want to take it to the next level in 2024. And by that, I don't mean I'm like getting jacked or anything. But I do want to be in better shape by the end of 2024. I want people to look at me and be like, I'd let them fuck me. More than they already do, which is a lot right now. Yeah, I'm kidding. I'm trash. Maybe not that reaction, but you know, I want to look better. I want to look better. Like people have already said, hey, it looks like you're losing weight. It doesn't look like that to me. I want to see that difference. I want to look at pictures of old me, like Texas me when I was really skinny. And I want to be like, hey, there I am again. Because I didn't realize how skinny I was. So I want to realize it this time. I want to get back there. I want to feel good. But I'm not going to quit junk food. I'm just not. I know I'm 30. I have to start eating better. So I'm going to start eating better. I'm going to start eating healthier. I think the best way to put it is I'm going to start eating not as bad. We'll do that. I haven't been to the doctor in a while. I might have diabetes. I don't know. I hope not. If one day I wake up and my toe is falling off, then maybe I should get that checked out. But until then, for the most part, health-wise, I feel fine. Like, where's wood? Knock on wood. I almost just knocked on my dick because wood. I think I made that joke last episode, so way to go, Joe. Captain Original, you fuckhead. New year, same dumb shit. I'm telling you, that's the theme of this goddamn episode. Yeah, health-wise, I feel fine. And I've been fine. I haven't had anything that I've had to go to the doctor, God forbid, the hospital for. I hope it stays that way in 2024. But yeah, I just want to get better. I want to look better. And I'm going to try my best. You know, cut out the snacks when I get home from work at 10:30 p.m. Or random, like, I wake up in the middle of the night because Finn's crying or the girls want to go outside, and then I just stop and take, like, a swig of milk because, I don't know, got this little craving. Enough of that. Save that shit for, like, special occasions. I got a lot of special occasions in 2024. Mike and Carly's wedding, Mike's bachelor party, other little things here and there. So, Katie Mandernack's wedding. So, I'm going to have my opportunities to eat badly. So, maybe appreciate those opportunities. And in the meantime, chill a little bit. You know what I mean? Chill a little bit, work on my physique, get to a place that's better where I am than where I am now. I weighed myself the other day. I'm like 228. And being in the 220s, it's all right, but I want to be in the 200s. I want to be in the 190s, if I'm being totally honest. But I'm also trying to be realistic. However, I do think losing 30 pounds by the end of the year is realistic. So, we'll see. We'll see. I did not, if I'm being honest, did not start off well in this goal today because I did eat 3 cinnamon rolls that were from Christmas. So, they might have already been bad for me because they were over a week old, and then I had 3 of them this morning, and then I had leftover Cacio e Pepe spaghetti with lobster tails in there as well. So that was my breakfast and lunch. Not the healthiest go-tos, but I've been walking a lot today. I feel like I've walked it off. I feel like it balances out, you know? Check this out. Sunday at work, New Year's Eve, I had 6 carrots. 6 fucking carrots. Granted, they were baby carrots, but they were big baby carrots. They were thick little baby carrots. And I had 6 of them. I was like, holy shit, look at me. Health God. Yeah. So lose weight. That's number one. Number two, so I want to listen to more music. And by that, I mean, I listen to so many podcasts. I've already cut back because I cut out Belly Dub and I cut out The Bonfire. It's hard to cut out The Bonfire, but just hasn't been the same since Dan Soder left. Robert Kelly's great, but it's just not the same. It's just not the same. So, pardon my take, Bill Simmons podcast, Feel Good Friday. It's probably the greatest podcast of all time. No biggie, but that host, he's a real stud. I'd suck him off in an elevator if I were you, or anywhere for that matter. Church, why not? Make him see the Holy Ghost. Take his holy load to the... That was bad. So, part of my take, Bill Simmons podcast. This is important. The Workaholics dudes and Feel Good Friends. So those are my podcasts. That's all I want to listen to. And I think that's good for me. And then, yeah, more music. Because more music, also maybe less stand-up. Granted, I love stand-up. I really do. But I just feel like I was a bit bummed out when I got to my Spotify Wrapped this year, and it was mostly comedians. They do your top 5, and it was 4 comedians and then Morgan Wallen. So I want to change that. I want there to be actual musicians on my top 5. No disrespect to stand-up comedians. I do love it. I do love listening to it. And usually when I listen to it, it inspires me to do it, and I haven't gotten out there yet. But more music, less of the talky stuff. I have been listening to a lot of Jimmy Buffett now when I sleep instead of stand-up comedy. So maybe Jimmy Buffett will be a top 5er this year. As well he should be, goddammit. Rest in peace. That kind of leads me into my next one, though. I want to get back into stand-up. I want to stop fucking talking about it, and I want to start fucking doing it. I've watched so many stand-up things, and I watch all these things with comedians. The Stavros special, and Shane Gillis, and Mark Norman, and Sam Talent's special on YouTube is amazing. And I rewatched like the TJ Miller one. So many. Luis J. Gomez, Big J, like the list goes on and on. Mike Birbiglia, it goes on and on. You get the point. I want to start doing it. I keep talking about it. And I've made statuses about it dating back literally years. I owe the people a stand-up show. Like, I'm really funny. They deserve to laugh, and I can make them laugh. But more so, I want to do it for me. I want to finally do it. I want to see if I can do it. I want to see if there's any potential there whatsoever. I've talked to comedians on this podcast, and I'd be like, what's the window? And they're like, there is no window for comedy. Fucking you go for it, and if it works out, it works out. You know, you look at cases like Bert Kreischer, and he got famous. He got pretty much, I mean, he was famous before, but he blew up. When he blew up, he already had 2 daughters. He was married. Like, he was a family man, and then he blew up. So it's possible, but I definitely want to do it. At least 2 shows, whether they're open micers or whatever. I want to do at least 2 shows, and that's the goal. That's the goal. I'll get some good practice into Mike and Carly's wedding. Because whether I'm the best man or not, I'm going to do a speech. It's my best friend. So I'm going to do a speech, and it should be pretty funny. I hope. Fingers crossed. We'll see. Anyway, so let's see. That's fitness. That is more music, less talk, and stand-up. Finally do stand-up. Next up, see, this is where it gets kind of deep, and this is where I'm like, should I really talk about this, or should I? I want to be better. I just want to be a better person all around. Not physically, but like spiritually, mentally, all that shit. Like all the non-physical things. Like, I want to work on my mental health. I want to try to be happier. Realize how good I have it and take that positivity and fucking use it. Be like, I have it good. Let's go. Let's fucking go. I have such a good life. Like, yeah, I have my problems, but we all have our fucking problems. And there are people out there, people that I know even, that I'm close to, that I love, that have a lot worse problems than me. And I could say that I know that and that I realize that all day, but actions do speak louder than words. So it's time to really start putting in that positive energy. Maybe that's why I started listening to Jimmy Buffett when I sleep, because that guy just makes positive music that makes you feel good. It's a form of escapism, puts you in a place where you want to be mentally. Mentally, I want to be in Port Aransas on a beach, sipping on a Happy Daddy Tall Boy seltzer, watching some chicks walk by in bikinis going, "Hello, ladies." And then they say nothing to me and I go, worth a shot. I mean, ideally, they'd be like, "What's up?" And that leads to a whole chain of events. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. Like, put my mind in places where I want to be. Take my mind out of places where I don't want to be. A lot of it's up to you. It really is. That whole grass is greener thing, the grass is green right here, depends on how you mow it. Take care of yourself. That's why I want to lose weight. That's why I want to look better. I feel like I would be happier if I looked better. When I was my heaviest, it's like, I already have all these other problems going on, and now I'm a fat fucking piece of shit as well. Yikes. No one wants that. So put myself in a better spot mentally. Take care of my mental health. Be happy. That's kind of all roped into one. I'm going to lasso that all into one category. And then my top five, to round out my top five. So let's go through the four again. We got better shape physically. We got listen to more music and less talking stuff. Well, that one doesn't really roll off the tongue, but I explained it, so you know what I mean. Three is stand-up comedy. Finally get back into stand-up comedy. Four, better spot mentally, happier, more positive. Power positivity 2024. Let's fucking try it. Five. Now this is, so if, I'm just doing the top five. So I'm going to round up my top five. It's a tie between make more Feel Good Friday content, promote it more, maybe make some merch, maybe do a little video, like videos here and there, do cereal reviews that I could tie to Feel Good Friday, maybe do like little cards or stickers and then like post the stickers somewhere or leave the cards somewhere. My buddy Nate talks to me about that. That's a good way to promote it. Granted, not all people like, a lot of people just rip them down or throw the cards away, but it's worth a shot. So I want to promote Feel Good Friday. I want Feel Good Friday to, I want to take that to the next level too. We'll see. But again, it's also, like I said in the last episode, like I'm not expecting it to blow up, but I would, little things, it's worth a shot. Having the whole setup, it's not a huge deal, but it's also like, it takes a lot of time, and I don't have a lot of time. Like, right now, I'm doing this in the hopes that Finn doesn't wake up in any minute. So if I had that whole setup, and then all of a sudden, I get it ready, and I'm midway through, and then Finn wakes up, then I gotta take it all down, and it's like, it's just a hassle, and I appreciate that my friends bought that for me. I really, really do, and I'm sincere about that. I'm not even lying to you. But it's just a lot, and I don't have a lot of time to work with, so I gotta do this when I can, and it's so easy to just do it on my phone. And the quality's not awful on my phone. So so Feel Good Friday, take care of that. And then care less about sports in that, like, don't get so heartbroken when the Sox lose a game. And, like, don't let that ruin your day. Don't get so upset when LeBron makes the playoffs again. Don't let that ruin your day. Even if, God forbid, but if LeBron makes another championship run, don't let that ruin your day. And don't let all the people saying, "Well, LeBron is not the GOAT," don't let that ruin your day. All right? Don't let the Astros or the Cubs making the playoffs ruin your day. Don't let the Hawks sucking ruin your day, or the Bulls or whatever. Like, the Packers. Like I said, if the Packers make a Super Bowl run, I'm going to get back on drugs. But also, like, maybe don't do that. Maybe just let it happen. Be like, all right, this is how it is in sports. I'm suffering right now, but I'm not going to let it get to me because eventually I will be back on top. The Bears haven't been back on top since 85. You can't count 2006, even though they made it to the Super Bowl. They didn't win it, you know? Started it off with Devin Hester returning the kick all the way back to the end zone. I was going to say the house. I was going to try to sound cool, but I fucked up. They didn't get the job done. Job's not done. So try to care less about that aspect of sports. I still love sports. I'm still going to watch all the sports. I'm still going to talk about sports. But a little less hatred. A little less sadness. Now, granted, yeah, sadness and hatred makes good content. When I go on rants about LeBron or whoever, the Astros, I'm sure that's better content than if I'm just like, eh, well, good for LeBron. Got ring number 5. God forbid. But you know what I mean. So yeah, that's kind of the tie for number 5. Speaking of number 5, yeah. So take more care of Feel Good Friday. Put better Feel Good Friday in a better spot. Want to feel great Friday. And then, you know, less emotion towards sports. Less, like, negative emotion towards sports. There we go. Those are my New Year's resolutions. It's funny, I was just talking about Finn waking up, and I think he is, so I'm going to tend to that. And when we get back, we got a couple more things we can talk about. So we're not going to wrap it up just yet. Yeah, we got a couple more things. All right, we'll be back. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 94. Don't know why I did that. Sorry, got a little intense right there, and I'm not sure why. I can't control the volume of my voice. Did I just make you jump? Did I just make you a little, uneasy? That's me on a first date, in case you were wondering. Anyway, episode 94. Feel Good Friday. We are back. We're going to do a quick segment real quick, and then we're going to wrap up. That's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to do one, two, and then we're done with episode 94. Bringing in the new year with episode 94. Bringing in 2024 with episode 94. I've made that little connection multiple times throughout this podcast, and it doesn't really make sense. It's just 2024 and 94 both end with 4, and that's the connection. But I found it. I found the connection, you know? Make connection. Whatever that thing is from Elemental. Anyway, speaking of Elemental, aka Pixar, aka Disney, aka Marvel as well, because Marvel is part of Disney. Marvel in a bad spot right now. Now, in my opinion, Marvel has been on the downfall. I know the Marvels, the movie was, I think, like the lowest. I don't know if it was the lowest rated or lowest viewed or made the least money or whatever, something. It was one of those bad statistics, and that was the Marvels. I still haven't seen it, so I guess I'm part of that. I tried starting the second season of Loki, watched about 15 minutes. I was like, this is fun, and then I just never got back to it. So that's, I guess, a sign that things are bad. But to make matters even worse, outside of the struggling numbers, outside of getting, you know, good movies back out there. Yeah, they've had Guardians of the Galaxy 3, and I thought Seven Rings was a fun movie, kind of, for the most part. You know, it had some ups and downs, and then the Spider-Man No Way Home was pretty fun as well. I didn't watch Secret Invasion. I haven't watched What If, which is like the animated one. People keep saying it's fun, but it's like, I don't know. There's just so much fucking content out there now for Marvel that it's like, when Finn grows up, if he's into Marvel and he's like, Dad, let's watch all the MCU stuff, I'm going to be like, well, this is going to take forever. You might be in college by the time we're done, because there's so much, hours and hours of stuff, starting with Iron Man in 2008. And it's been, what, 15 years since that came out? Holy shit. That's crazy. I remember seeing that in theaters with my family. But speaking of actors that got replaced, because Terrence Howard was in the first Iron Man, and then he got replaced by Don Cheadle, which I was kind of bummed about. I like Don Cheadle, but I like Terrence Howard better. They're going to have to find another replacement for Jonathan Majors. Jonathan Majors was going to be Kang. You know, he was in Loki season 1 and season 2, and then he was in Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. He was found guilty of assault and harassment. A New York City jury found him guilty of that on Monday, December 18th. He was found guilty of one count of assault in the third degree and not guilty of aggravated assault in the second degree in the December ruling. Majors' sentencing will take place on February 6th. The actor is facing up to 1 year in jail. Majors was slated to continue portraying Kang the Conqueror, a key figure in the next phase of the MCU. He was going to be in Avengers: The Kang Dynasty and 2026's Avengers: Secret Wars. But the rumors have circulated that Majors will be recast. Marvel has declined to comment thus far. So this all started. He was arrested on March 25th earlier this year on charges of assault, strangulation, and harassment of his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. Great girl. I don't know her. Who was hospitalized with minor injuries. Weird joke to make, by the way. I don't know what's wrong with me. Who was hospitalized with minor injuries to her head and neck. Her pussy and her crack. What am I doing? Allegedly as a result of an incident with Majors. She was granted a full temporary order of protection ahead of the trial. So, with this going the way it is, guilty verdict and whatnot, Walt Disney Company has fired Jonathan Majors from its upcoming Marvel films. IndieWire confirmed that with a rep for Marvel. No additional details about what the company's next steps will be or if the role of Kang the Conqueror will be recast. Like I said, rumors have circulated that it will be, but Marvel hasn't said for sure if it will be. So this is a bummer. This is a big bummer. This is a bummer for the MCU because, yeah, like I don't hate the MCU. Granted, I've gotten bored with it for the most part. Like I said, outside of Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Spider-Man No Way Home. And then I personally liked Thor Love and Thunder. A lot of people didn't like it. They said it was like not what they expected, less than what they expected. But I thought it was a good time. I thought Christian Bale was amazing as the God Butcher. But anyway, yeah, it's just it's a struggling time right now for Marvel. I'm sure they're still making more money than I will ever fucking think about in my goddamn life. But the content isn't as good. People don't seem as excited about it. And then, you know, you get this guy who's an amazing actor. Jonathan Majors, great actor. Really, really good. And he's set to play like the big villain in some of the upcoming Marvel projects, at least one of the big villains. I'm pretty sure Doctor Doom is going to be involved. Maybe they'll just scrap Kang entirely, and Doctor Doom will be the new big bad guy. I don't know, but to have to fire him and just get rid of him kind of sucks. And I think they fired him not only because he was found guilty, but because if he faces a year in jail, that's putting a delay for a year on all the projects that they have coming up, Marvel. So, shitty situation for Marvel and the MCU and MCU fans. Like I said, I was a fan of Jonathan Majors, at least his acting. Obviously, he beat his ex-girlfriend, so, like, not a fan of that. Not really rooting for that to happen. Strangulation, that's a scary charge to be arrested for. They're in a bad spot right now, and I don't know how you replace him. Obviously, Michael B. Jordan was already he was in the first Black Panther. God, I don't know who you would replace him with. Someone mentioned Terrence Howard, which is why I brought up Terrence Howard earlier, and I kind of tried to connect it, but didn't really succeed. Someone brought him up earlier, and I don't know if I like that either. Like, I love Terrence Howard, I do, and I haven't really seen him lately in a lot of stuff, but that'd be kind of a stretch. God, I really don't know who you go with, and I'm sure there's people out there that would be great for it that I'm just not even thinking of, but yeah, it's tough. That's shitty, and I'm sure fans aren't gonna be happy. Like, you know, like, it's like, oh shit, another replacement. And this time Disney had to do it. I'm not sure what happened exactly with Terrence Howard. I didn't really look into that detail. Again, super professional. Did my research. Kidding. But bad times. Bad times for the MCU. I'm sure they'll figure it out somehow and spin it some way and be like, oh, Kang went into the deformer and now he looks like this. And it'll be fucking like Channing Tatum or something. Kevin Hart, probably. That'd be funny. That'd be funny if they like replaced Jonathan Majors with Kevin Hart or Jack Black, throwing a wild card right there. That'd be fucking awesome. Kang the Conqueror is Jack Black. He killed it as Bowser, so why not be Kang the Conqueror next? That's your next thing to conquer is Kang, and I think he could do it, but that'd be a bit of a drastic recasting, going from Jonathan Majors to Jack Black. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Seeing, you know, throwing stuff to the wall, seeing if it sticks. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing. Speaking of Marvel and all that stuff, though, Finn and I did watch Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the animated one. I was a huge fan of the first one that came out back in, I think, 2018 around Christmas, because I remember seeing that in theaters. Soundtrack was amazing. The animation was super cool. I loved the story. I loved all the voice acting. I loved it. It was great. It was a lot of fun. And then this one came out and I didn't see it in theaters. I don't go to the theaters as much anymore, which I'm bummed about, but it is what it is. Times change, things get crazy. And if I had a nickel for, if I went through all 94 episodes and literally, you know, gave myself, well, you know, not myself, but someone gave me $5 for every time I said life gets crazy, I'd pay off my student loans. I'll tell you that much. Finn would be set for Harvard, probably. Yeah, so I didn't see it in theaters, and dropped on Netflix, and we finally watched it today. And man, that was a great, great movie. They followed it up very well. One of the funnest scenes of all time, when Miles Morales, the main one, has to escape the Spider-Verse, and all the Spider-Men, all the different types of Spider-Men and Spider-Women and Spider-Girls and Spider-Pigs and Spider-Everything, Spider-Horses, Spider-like T-Rexes. Every type of spider, whatever, is chasing after him. And it's just a super fun scene. And, great time watching that. And then I did not know, spoiler alert, motherfuckers, spoiler alert. I'm letting you know right now, spoiler alert. Well, kinda, not really though. It's a cliffhanger. They leave you on a cliffhanger and they do say to be continued. So we'll be back. Yeah. 'Cause I'm watching it. And I didn't know that it was like that, so that kind of threw me off. I kind of loved it, kind of hated it. I was like, I wanted, you know, resolve, but now I have to wait till, I don't know, whenever the next one comes out. I'm not sure when it will be. I think it's Into the Spider-Verse is the next one, or Across the Spider-Verse was this one. I don't fucking know. It's another one. It's another Spider-Verse one. I don't know when it comes out, but... Yeah, I'm watching it and I pause it and there's like 13 minutes left and I'm like, we're not even close to a climax here in my opinion. How are they going to wrap this up? And then 5 minutes left and I'm like, oh, okay, it's like this. So yeah, kind of love the cliffhanger, kind of hate it. I love it because I'm drawn in and I want to see what happens. So they got me, they hooked me, it worked on me. But I hate it because I want to see what fucking happens. I don't want to wait. So hopefully it'll be worth it and good resolve. And again, this was one where... all the spider people kind of doubted, I'm just going to call them the spider people, or I guess I can call it the Spider-Verse, whatever, kind of doubted Miles Morales, and he's proven them wrong, kind of. He's struggling, but he's like also surprising them. They're all like, oh shit, look at this kid, which is kind of what happened in the first one. So anyway, that's my thoughts on Across the Spider-Verse, and my condolences go to the MCU, because Jonathan Majors being out, that's going to be a big hit, and not like a good hit, not like, you know, hey, that movie was a hit. Like, no, like a, like, fuck you, Marvel. Like, boom, that's a hit to you, Marvel. You're trying to, you know, get back and be the best company again. And maybe you still are, I don't know, but now your main villain is fucking arrested and he's a woman beater and he's going to jail and you have to recast him or find some way to spin it to make it work. And that's going to be tough, but this is why they get paid the big bucks. So go out and earn it. You striked for it. Fucking write a really cool story. Make it work. Striked for it? Struck? Struck for it, actually. That sounds better. Yeah, I think that sounds better. Anyway. All right. We'll be back. Take another break. And then when we get back, we're wrapping this thing up. First episode of 2024. We made it, people. We made it to 2024. I guess that, you know, it's worth celebrating, I think. I don't know. There was a comedian talking about, like, you know, they don't celebrate New Year's because it's like literally every other day is a year away from that day. So it's like a new year for every day. And the calendar has December 31st being the end of the year, but it's like you're making it through a new year every day. And it was a bit of a stretch, and maybe, you know, I'm butchering it and it sounded a lot better when he did it, but kind of made me think. But I was also like, whatever, I'm a sheep, so bye-bye, baby. I'm going to bye-bye-bye. I'm going to celebrate and have a good time, and I'm going to do my New Year's episode. And I've done, you know, it hasn't been all New Year's stuff, but I've done a lot of New Year's content on here. So maybe when I get back, maybe we'll wrap up and we'll talk about my favorite New Year's memories. Yeah, that'll be a good way to end it. It'll be funny. It'll be heartwarming. Might be a little degrading if you're me, because, you know, I'm a moron. So I've done things that I regret. Okay. What a good way to end this segment. All right, everybody. And we are back. Going to wrap up episode 94. First episode of 2024. First episode of 2024, which means we just celebrated New Year's Eve, in case if you weren't aware by my previous segments. See, I'm recording this today, and I recorded the rest of the episode yesterday. So it's been a while for me since I've recorded. It's been a few hours. It's been a handful of hours, couple handfuls of hours, maybe a hefty spoonful of hours. So I kind of just refreshed myself right there. But you, all you had was a 3-second break, a couple 3-second breaks here and there. So I apologize, but you get it, right? You get it. Of course you do. You're smart. You're listening to me. You're smart. Obviously. I want to talk about some New Year's Eve memories because I've had some good ones. Obviously, when I was way younger, it was with my parents. We didn't really do much, and that's fine. From the pictures, I had a great time. I don't really remember it, but if the pictures are accurate, I had a great time. I was a little party animal. Pajamas on, party hat on, kind of tilted to the side. Some crazy confetti necklace going on. Fucking the little noisemakers things and the blowers in my hands. And not the blowers like, you know what I mean? Like the little noisemaker things that you blow into and then it like that. Kind of like an elephant tusk. But definitely not as intense or big. You get it. I had a good time when I was young. All right. And then I grew up a little bit, and my buddy JJ, rest in peace, obviously. I've talked about him before on this podcast. I miss him. There are a lot of things I wish he was here for. I wish he could have met Finn. I wish he could have met my dogs. I know he would have loved them. I wish he was here for the fact that now I'm into country music. He would have been so stoked. He would have been so stoked. I'm positive. I'm positive he would be. That's just the kind of guy he was. But regardless, he and his family used to have an annual New Year's Eve party. And that was the plan for several years. Several years, it was the Maronis' New Year's Eve party. It was me, my family would go, my friends would go. We'd play video games and we'd hang out with the parents in the garage sometimes only to go in and like get a drink and not like alcohol. We weren't drinking yet. I mean, I was trying to, but I wasn't like successfully pulling it off. We'd go in and get like a soda and then we'd say hi to all the parents and we're like, hi, yes, I'm here. I'm marrying Tim's son and I'm very cute. I know. And, I'm doing well in school and I have a bright future ahead of me. Look how that turned out. But it was the best time. I looked forward to it every year. It was great. And then like at 11:55, the parents would call us into the garage, whether we were, again, in the living room playing video games or just causing a ruckus somehow, playing like cops and robbers and ghosts in the graveyard around the block, playing basketball outside, football in the street, whatever, dude. Like we did so much. We were kids. We were like the best example of kids that you could find. It was a true youth thing. Like we were just having fun. Didn't need phones. Some of us had phones and they're on them occasionally, but like for the most part, we were just doing kid stuff. JJ was a pure example of that. Like, yeah, JJ had a phone. Yeah, JJ had a Facebook and all that. But JJ just wanted to be outdoors. He wanted to be having fun. He loved going on the mission trips, going to the cabin, getting away from everything. He was, he was living right, you know? It's a good example. But it was just such a fun time year after year. And it was very innocent, too, because, yeah, you know, we weren't just like, golly, JJ, what are we going to do next? Like, no, we were like little shits, and we were, you know, when the parents weren't around, we were cursing, and we were talking about titties and cocks and stuff. Not like talking about cocks like, oh, look at that cock, but like we'd be like, hey, you're a cocksucker, you know, like stuff like that. But then if a parent came around, then we were like, hey, you're a good guy, and we'd clean it up really well. We were smart. We were smart, but we were stupid at the same time. That's kind of the story of my life. Educated frat bro is the persona that I'm getting. So those were some great times. Those were some great New Year's Eve. And like I said, at 11:55, parents called us into the garage. We got with our families, and we held them tight, and we did the countdown, and we had the sparkling grape juice because, you know, that's what underage kids do when they celebrate New Year's with their families. They have the sparkling grape juice. I had a bunch of people at Trader Joe's asking for it. We sold out pretty early on, so I had to shut a lot of people down. I should have held a couple. I should have gotten like a few and then held them back in my locker. And then like when like a hot mom would come up, I'd be like, you know, we're out, but for you, I got you. And then she'd be like, thank you so much. How can I repay you? Gawk, gawk. Something like that. I wouldn't actually do that. Just FYI, in case of the government or any police officers are listening, I wouldn't do that. Moving on. New Year's Eve memories. After the JJ Moronis party era, it got a little less innocent. Started going to high school parties. You know, that's just, it was no more sparkling grape juice. We'll just say that. And I will say, one of the best New Year's Eves ever was at my friend Tyler Matthews' house. And it was a great time. I don't even remember if we did a countdown. I think we might have been a little too cool for that, but we might have done it. Your boy just doesn't remember, that's all. Your boy is just, he's a little fuzzy on that day, that night, I should say. But the morning I remember perfectly because I woke up top bunk in his bedroom. He had a bunk bed. I woke up in the top bunk with a girl on each side of me. An attractive girl, too. Two attractive girls. I worded that wrong because I said I woke up with a girl on each side of me. An attractive girl, meaning like that one girl was on each side of me. She was like cut in half. That's not what happened. This isn't Saw or anything like that. No, this is a comedy where the not nerdy kid, but like he was never the cool kid. He was always kind of a class clown. Never cool, but like generally accepted as like, you know, like we like him. But you know, he was never the quarterback of the football team or the captain of the basketball team or the pitcher on the baseball on the team. Fuck. He was never that guy, you know. He was the one that made everyone laugh. So he wasn't exactly reeling in the chicks. And then boom, New Year's Eve, well, New Year's Day morning. I forgot the year. Obviously, I forgot the night. So I don't remember what year that was. Woke up, one girl on one side of me, another girl on another side of me. Don't remember what happened. I really don't. But I'm sure it was a great time. Because waking up was a great time. And that wasn't even like the quote unquote fun part. So according to the girl on my left, which I can't remember her name. I apologize. Might have been Amy. I don't know. Moving on. We're going to college. Except most of the time, Moraine Valley, obviously I'm staying at home. So that's 2 years when I'm at home. Northern Illinois, I'm home for winter break. I was never at college for New Year's. However, I still spent it with my friends. The innocent stage is still done. So I'm still going out with my friends, whether we're at bars or at house parties. I remember one in particular, Steph Glowicki used to have a house party every year. And 1 year I was like, all right, I'm going to try this Bud Light Platinum stuff. And I drank it really fast because it was going down fast. I don't know why. For whatever reason, to me, it tasted like almost like a soda type of thing. Maybe like a sparkling water. I don't know. But they were going down fast, and I blacked out in a hurry. And I woke up, and there was, I remember I woke up on the couch, and I was just in immense pain, so much pain. And I reached back, and there was literally a Bud Light Platinum bottle, like, wedged in my butt crack. Not up my ass, not like up my ass, but like in my butt crack. And I was like, oh God, I hope no one saw this. And then I started thinking, I'm like, oh my God, like, did I make a spectacle of it last night? Like, was I like, hey guys, look, I'm gonna put this bottle up my butt. Like, a lot of panic right there, but everything worked out okay. No one said anything. So if I did do that, then no one said anything. And for that, I appreciate my friends. But those were some good years. One year we did the Rockin' Horse for New Year's. I remember that. I had a Beastie Boys hoodie on and a Carolina Panthers beanie on, and I had this like yellow lei around my neck, and I was feeling good, and it was a good time there. I missed the Rockin' Horse. I wish the Rockin' Horse was still around, because now I'm into country music, so that would have been perfect. And it's not right down the street, but basically right down 159th, and that would have been ideal, but that shut down a while ago. And I see trucks in the parking lot every now and then. I'm wondering if it is ever going to be something, but so far it is still nothing, and you still see Saloon on the front of it. So I wonder if they're ever going to do anything with that. Maybe one day they'll reopen the Rockin' Horse Saloon. I don't know. That'd be cool. But until then, rest in peace, Rockin' Horse Saloon. That place is one of the drunkest I've ever been because of those fishbowl things called an adios, motherfucker. I remember I walked up to these two ladies, older ladies, and they had the fishbowls, and I was like, excuse me, I'm sorry, what is that? And they're like, it's called an adios, motherfucker. And they're like, really, like, you know, like, we're so cool, we're drinking an adios, motherfucker. And I was like, thank you so much, they're both gorgeous. And then I walked away. They weren't that gorgeous, but I was being nice. I'm a nice guy, I want to make people feel good. I called them gorgeous. So moving on, I went to the bar. I said, let me get an adios, motherfucker, that fishbowl thing that those two broads over there have. And bartender was like, yes sir, you are so demanding and confident and hot. And I was like, all right, easy, Jeff. I don't know if his name was Jeff, but I called him that. And that was also a sign of confidence. I'm like, I don't know your name, but I'm going to call you Jeff with confidence. And your name's going to be Jeff, and you're going to deal with that. And that also is like, none of that is true, except for me asking the ladies what the drink was and them telling me. And then also them sounding like, it's called an adios, motherfucker, like trying to sound cool. That part is true. But most of that was made up. And then I get the adios, motherfucker, and I drink it, and it's delicious. And it goes down really fast. So I get another one. And I drink it, and it's delicious, and it goes down really fast. And I'm ordering my third one. And my buddy comes to the bar, and I think it was my buddy Mike. Maybe it was Cody. Not sure. But they're like, how many is that for you? I'm like, three. And they're like, you know, those are meant for 2 to 3 people. Like, each of those are meant for 2 to 3 people. I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in danger. Like that meme, I'm in trouble. And just drank it. I carried on. I stayed strong. I was like, you know what? I'm not backing down. I ordered it. I'm going to drink it. I'm going to, you know, I made my bed. I'm going to fucking sleep in it. I'm probably going to piss. I'm probably going to wet the bed. Let's just, fingers crossed that it's only piss. You know what I mean? Fingers crossed. Yeah, I was gone. I was gone. I was obliterated. I was gone. I don't remember the rest of that night. But yeah, lots of fun New Year's Eve times. And as of recent, since Finn, there was one New Year's I was in Texas and went out with a couple coworkers. I believe Brittany and Christina were the two I went out with. And we just went to 54th Street, which was that bar I was talking about earlier. It was my, like, the one that was really close to me. And we just had a good time. We just sat there and we ate appetizers and we drank and we talked about SeaWorld and we talked about life back home. And they talked about how much they wanted me. And I was like, I'm good right now. You know, I'm okay. Thank you, though, for the offer. You're both really nice. But, you know, these looks, they're a blessing and a curse. So please back away. Away, away, beast. Hocus Pocus reference. But no, that was a good night. And then, yeah, as of recent, I don't remember what I did last year. I do. No, I was at Kevin Cosman's. All right, I remember what I did last year. I was at Kevin Cosman's house. This year I was at Aaron's house. The year before that, I do not remember what I did. So it is what it is. You know, when you have the kid, everything's kind of a blur. So that's why I was surprised that I remembered I was at Kevin Cosman's house. Because it's hard to remember what you did last week, let alone fucking 2 years ago or a year ago even. So a small victory right there. Anyway, that is my New Year's Eve history. Very exciting stuff. I know you were enthralled to hear that. But the fact of the matter is, I have to go take a shit. So I'm going to wrap up this episode right now. Thank you all for listening so much. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to a great 2024. Got hopefully some guests coming up. Sean Conlon, Dogger, I talked about him. What the fuck? I talked about him in fantasy football. I'm hoping he's going to be on. And then I want a Donnie and Griffin episode next week. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk a lot of sports, guys. So be ready for that, because it is the football playoff picture is going to be set. And then we got basketball to talk about. We have a whole bunch to talk about. Donnie has a kid now. Donnie's a dad. So that was, by the way, I meant to talk about it in my fantasy football segment. That's the championship that everyone wanted. No one wanted Kevin versus Sean. Conlon versus Cosman. You know, the Dogger versus the Cosmo Bowl. No, people wanted the Dad Bowl. Instead, they got the Sad Bowl. You know what I mean? Anyway, I never liked smoking out of bowls. For whatever reason, I just thought I don't know. Just thought bowls were kind of gay. That's the end of this episode, episode 94, first episode of 2024. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I didn't ramble too much. I hope I didn't make too much of an ass out of myself. I normally do, so I wouldn't be surprised if I did again. But thank you all for listening. Hope you stick with me in 2024. Hopefully it's only up from here. You know what I mean? It's only, the sky is the limit. Possibly the ceiling, though. So we'll find out. But that's it. We'll find out. Let's go, baby. Feel Good Friday is back in the new year. Fucking A.